It's the final day for 49ers.com, the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. Scott Kegley, Taylor Price back for one last podcast before we leave Indy. It's the coldest day out here at the Combine. I just checked the weather app this morning, 73 and sunny, Taylor, back in San Jose. We're looking forward to that. But got a lot accomplished out here in Indianapolis. Reported on quite a variety of topics, and before we came out here, Adam Schefter reporting that the 49ers and Anquan Boldin close on a new deal. Would be exciting to get that done, certainly before free agency starts.
Loved having Anquan Boldin on the team last year. Very unique circumstance. He beat us in the Super Bowl and then became a fan favorite months after that heartbreaking loss. So it takes a real special guy to sort of captivate fan base after hurting them so badly, but Anquan Boldin was productive. 1,000-yard receiving season, had arguably his best year with the 49ers in his career the last five seasons. 7 touchdown catches, just a reliable, a grown man, Ted Robinson often said. He was a reliable receiver for Colin Kaepernick, and so if that does happen, great things for the 49ers. But if it doesn't, we saw some fast 40 times today from the wide receivers, and speed is the name of the game at that position. You want to have some guys who can stretch the field, take the top off of defense. That's the buzzword phrase. A lot of guys out there showing that they can potentially do that for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, and you look at the quarterbacks, and Taylor, I know you must have been thrilled seeing Johnny Football out there running fast. NFL.com, a great video side-by-side comparison of Johnny Football and Colin Kaepernick running side-by-side. Looked like Cap edged him out, so that's good news for 49ers fans. Not like Johnny will have to be chasing after Cap, but always nice to know that between the two of them, you got the faster quarterback. You know, Johnny Football, a lot of people wanted to see what he did out there on the field, and he certainly laid it all out there and posted an impressive time. As did your other Texas A&M guy, Mike Evans. He ran a 4.5 and a 4.47, I believe, unofficially. So he looks like he can move a little bit too.
I thought Manziel did a nice job with his 40. I really wish we would have been able to see him throw, because I think that's probably a more underrated aspect of his game for a 5'11" and just a hair under 6-foot quarterback. You know, he's got a big arm, and that was probably one of the best parts about watching this game, was seeing the way he just sort of gripped it and ripped it.
Mm-hmm.
Something that Kaepernick does that we all enjoy. Cap sees his target, he locks on, and he throws that fastball. So Manziel's got a nice arm. Would have loved to see it here at Indy, but I don't think the combine workout on the field is a big deal. I think that's more for TV. You know, the TV mm-hmm. trucks and the producers are upset because they want to see the star power of those throwing sessions on the field. But, you know, you look at Blake Bortles right now, he's seizing the opportunity. Manziel is not throwing. Derek Carr from Fresno State, not throwing. Teddy Bridgewater from Louisville, not throwing. Blake Bortles, one of the top mm-hmm. quarterbacks this year, he's taking advantage of the opportunity, looking to compete, something that Jim Harbaugh, and I'm sure many other coaches like to see. They want to see someone who's unafraid to step into any environment, chuck the ball, get on the same page. And, you know, personally, I think if you're a quarterback, you see a target, you throw it. It doesn't matter if you've worked with them before, if you know them, you just go out and play catch. You know, you go out with your boys down the street and you throw the pigskin around. You're obviously going to want to lead him and be accurate no matter who he is. So, Manziel's choice. He said he loves to compete. He will compete like a maniac. If it's a tic-tac-toe, rock, paper, scissors. Those are his words, not mine. Not gonna throw it at the combine this year. That's fine. You know, the film doesn't go away. He has plenty of great tape out there, and some questionable tape against guys like LSU and Alabama. He has some moments and some up and down moments. Those are tough NFL caliber players that he's going against.
That's Jim Harbaugh down there.
I can see Jim Harbaugh.
The with that fleece and the hat and the khakis, he certainly stands out in a crowd, a trendsetter. Anywhere we go. Sorry, Harbaugh sighting, so we had to report that.
Yeah, Harbaugh, that's one of the best things about his outfit is you know him. We were driving to the stadium, I looked to my right, and mm-hmm. Jim Harbaugh. So at least
it's consistent.
You're on the field, if you're in the stands at Levi's Stadium or Candlestick or anywhere around the country, you're looking down and you can find the quarterback's coach. Mm-hmm. So he's doing you a solid in that way. But back to the point of throwing at the combine, I'm sure coaches is getting back to his seat to watch the wide receivers work out. And I think they're the bigger story today because there's so many first-round caliber guys, even guys who are sort of sleepers. The receiver from Clemson, his name is escaping me right now, Martavis Bennett, I think I want to say his name is. 6'4 receiver, just ran a 4.34. He had 13 touchdowns in college. Not the most well-known player, but you look at the raw talent.
And Cooks, too.
Cooks.
You were talking a lot about him before the combine, and he comes out here, and you know, he's a guy who can return kicks and punts, and when you just about break, 4.3 and just blazing speed. Interesting to see what the official time will be, but that's a guy. I mean, you know that the 49ers could use some depth there and take the top off the defense. Is Randy Moss get the ball deep, take the top off the defense?
You could put him in the slot right now. You re-sign Bolden. You have Crabtree. The guy was good with Odell Beckham Jr. from LSU. We talked about the LSU receivers, and he ran a 4.34, I think was his second unofficial time. He looked good in the gauntlet drill. And I think the gauntlet drill, for me personally, is my favorite drill to watch. The fluidity of the movement up and down, up and sideline to sideline, the way they're able to track the football, run fast, catch the ball, and just show your natural ability. I remember two off seasons ago at 49ers football school, we were able to cover that and just watching Randy Moss and Michael Crabtree go through the gauntlet. Even some of the defensive players, you really see who has hands, who can pluck the ball naturally and do it effortlessly. And Bob Beckham did a nice job in that. Mike Evans looked pretty solid in that, and Cook as well. A good wide receiver. I mean, you can run a 40, but can you catch the ball, run, and be football player? So a lot of talent out here, a lot of tough choices to make, and if it's a wide receiver, I think the 49ers have plenty of options at pick number 30 going forward.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Beckham, and you know what, one thing that came out too, and Matt Malaspina, 49ers director of college scouting, one of the things he said is just how big colleges and the conferences that they played in really weighs in their decision. Of course, you know, you'll have some guys from smaller schools that make impact, but that's the proving ground in the SEC. And you know Beckham and those guys have gone up against some big time competition. Mike Evans, he's gone up against some big time competition. Jim Harbaugh loves competition. He likes seeing Bortles throw. He likes seeing these guys work out and just be fearless and rise, the cream will rise to the top. And the last order of business before we leave Indianapolis, we always want to talk to some pundits and get their take on 49ers situation. I know you spoke with Kaplan. I did my annual Jason Lock and Fora interview. It started when he was still with NFL Network. Now that he's with CBS Sports, we haven't let that stop us, and it's always good to talk to Jason as well. Had some good insights on a free agency, talked about Anquan Bolden, said, you know, that's probably going to get done before free agency, in his opinion. Dante Whitner's a guy, he said, I don't know if he's going to get there before free agency, could be a little bit after, but then, you know, Colin Kaepernick, he said, you know, watch him this offseason, believes that that the 49ers and Cap will get something done. To extend that, and I guess you'll have to watch the interview to find out the rest of that information. But good to catch up, and good to hear that, you know, the 49ers hopefully can keep all these pieces in place. They've been close, and they're trying to get over the hump, and consistency so big in the NFL, and the 49ers at least it appears right now as of combine time that they're going to be able to keep Cap long-term and get Whitner and Bolden locked up, so that's good news.
Scott, the better free agency portion of this deal in Indianapolis goes very unnoticed. Sure, there's players working out here, running, lifting, throwing, doing everything they can on the field and in their interviews to impress NFL teams. But the agents, their representation is all over Indianapolis meeting with GM contract guys. They're sort of getting the initial talks for their clients, and that's a big part of the Indianapolis process. I'm sure you go to any steakhouse, St. Elmo's, any of those places, you're going to see some business being done. Agents and negotiators are starting to set the bar for what's going to happen. So if you read the reports, Colin Kaepernick's agent and the 49ers were meeting over a steak dinner. Maybe they had some shrimp cocktail. I assume they did. That's everywhere in Indianapolis.
Business is being done over a prime cut of meat.
Exactly. So that's a big part of this deal in Indianapolis, and that's the big domino that starts the whole offseason. Flash of free agency, you sign your own guys, whatever the case may be, you handle the veterans first, and because of the draft this year, it's pushed back even further. That is going to be the big focus of the offseason. The rookies, which is interesting, you talked about this with Malatina or Trent, I believe, they're going to have less time with their NFL programs in the offseason to get ready for their first year because the draft is pushed back later. So that's an unnoticed or underrated aspect of the changes to the offseason program. Mm-hmm. The veteran free agency market, that is what happens first. And if you look at specifically what the 49ers have done in recent years, it's all about homegrown talent. The Niners under Trent Baalke, we've had several draft picks. We move up, we collect picks, we're stockpiling every year. We're finding guys who are, you know, gold sneaker, gold helmet guys that are the types of the Eric Reeds and the Upatis and Anthony Davis's, you know, young talent, and eventually try to refine them and keep them in the fold. There haven't been too many big splurges in free agency. 2011, they made a lot of deals. Jonathan Goodwin, Carlos Rogers, Dante Winter. Not huge deals, but, you know, short 2 to 3 year deals, and these guys have been instant upgrades, instant Pro Bowl caliber players for the team. So free agency starts, you know, Niners are going to take care of their own players first. So these meetings that you're hearing about that are reported on with Kaepernick, you know, with Bolden, that's a great sign because the 49ers identify the team guys who fit under the blue-collar mindset of Jim Harbaugh's football team, and that's great news to hear. People ask you, they tweet at you, are we going to sign this guy or that guy? You sort of have to trust the formula. The proof is in the pudding. Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke know what they want every single year, and I don't think they change character or do something off-screen. It's going to impact the team right away. If you have 11 draft picks and you can find an Eric Reed, get him in the fold, an Alden Smith, you know, get somebody that's ready to start day one or contribute and work their way into the lineup, you're going to do that. You're not going to just throw your cash to an unknown commodity. And that's been the 49ers formula for success in recent years when you look at the offseason.
That's why guys like to play here, Taylor. They know that they're going to come here, and Trent Baalke and Jim Harbaugh are going to treat them fairly and do what's right for the team and put them in the best situation to win. That's what guys want. You know, a guy like Anquan Boldin, he doesn't have a ton of years left, so he wants to be in a place where they're going to treat him right. They're going to give him a fair value and give him an opportunity to win a championship. And I think that's what you respect. If you're a pro's pro, like an Anquan Boldin or a Dante Whitner, put them in the best situation to be successful and treat them right, and good things are going to happen. So that's it for the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. We'll still be covering drills on Monday and Tuesday, but we're going to be doing so from the friendly confines of Santa Clara, California. Continue to send us questions. We'll be answering things all throughout the combine and hopefully keeping these Cover 2 podcasts going periodically, maybe not daily, but periodically. We do need some time off, some rest and relaxation here before things go crazy. There's no such thing as the off season in the NFL. So one last time from Indianapolis. Oh, Taylor, you got something? Concur, cosign. One last cosign. Scott Kegley, Taylor Price signing off from Indianapolis.